in town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Howdy, howdy.
What's going on?
Nothing.
I think the latest and greatest is it's morale mushroom season, right?
Yes. Yeah, but
have we found any?
We haven't gone out yet.
I haven't gone out yet, but...
Normally, you're the one that finds them.
Well, I haven't been out yet. I need to... After we wrap this up, I do need to get out and check some trail camera. So maybe I'll keep an eye
find
open
some,
for that.
Find some mushrooms for us.
Didn't you say you saw something yesterday, but it wasn't a morel?
One of those big pheasant backs.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. You need to get that.
You cut those thin. Fry them upright.
Actually, I should grab that before I leave. We Joel and I were going down in the woods yesterday, and we saw it when we were walking in, and we were going to get it on the way out, but forgot.
Ashley cuts them really thin and into almost noodle slices, and she's throwing them in soups and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Can you bread those too? Yep. We don't have breading.
You just got to get them before they get too gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Too big. Yeah.
They get tough like leather.
Mm-hmm.
Like a leather.
Ain't bad though.
Huh.
Nope.
I don't think I've had that kind of mushroom before.
We haven't done it very often, that's for sure.
We've had it alongside venison steaks or whatever a few times. It's always really nice, good compliment.
Yeah. Huh.
Definitely need to find the morels though.
Yep. Let's get out.
Yes, sir.
I see on the Facebook groups, communities, there's a lot of people in our area that are finding them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, do they grow it? This is a dumb question. Everywhere? No, obviously not. But where are some other states that aren't close to us?
Oh, they grow everywhere.
They do.
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Okay, every state.
And if you follow the groups, it's just like everything else. It starts down south and then it works its way up north.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was just like a Midwestern thing and I'm thinking it's everywhere.
I think it's everywhere.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea.
I like that. So then everyone can act like they know what we're talking about.
Yeah, once the people in South Missouri start talking about it, you're like, okay, better get ready. It's coming.
Huh. Okay.
I saw somebody put out, you start seeing that stuff on social media, and somebody had put out like a meat stick with morels and cheddar or something in the meat stick.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. And I've seen a bunch of people posting about burgers with the morels on them.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I think I might have to go walk too then.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should.
What are you doing in the woods?
It's turkey season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think was this past weekend full on? Did it open full on this past weekend?
Wasn't it youth? Youth opens up a week earlier.
Right. So youth opened, I think the weekend before that.
Yeah. 7th or 8th?
Yeah.
Okay. So then, mid-April is usually when shotgun opens up.
Yeah.
So and archery's been going.
Right, yeah. I think shotgun for the general public is open now. But, a couple of weekends ago, we got Joel his youth permit and went out and was sitting, trying to find him.
Mm-hmm.
But then sticking with it, and typically when we get into the full-on shotgun season, we'll get out in the woods and we'll hear, it seems like we hear other hunters. It's a little too much to be an actual bird.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear it here and there. Yeah. But we have gone out a couple times since then, which is now during the normal season. And so then, last night we went out again and had a little bit of success.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to get him in here, though. We're talking about maybe he can talk about it.
Bet he's pretty fired up.
So cool.
I was happy
ever?
For you guys. Yeah, I was pretty happy when I saw the
kid's 13. I mean, that's exciting.
It is.
Right?
That's when I got my first bird. I was in middle school, and it was before a track meet. So I got up early. Got up early. Had it all planned out. I had them patterned out pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah. I bet I was only about 500 yards from our back door to our house. But got a big old Tom right away, and I actually had time to go in and watch a half an hour of TV before I had to go off to the track meet. So.
Wow, nice. Look at you.
Yeah, early this was morning.
He had the track meet, and then you guys went in the woods.
Yeah,
and
we
then
went
I
out
got a phone
in
call.
The evening.
Not even a phone call. You sent me the picture, and I was like, oh, my God. Jumped in the car, came running.
It was funny because he really didn't want to go. He had a long day.
Oh, God. He got sunburned.
He was sunburned. It was windy out there, all that. Yeah. And I just told him, I'm like, it doesn't get much better than this. I mean, this is the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had perfect weather. I mean, it was, it was calm.
Yep.
It was like high 60s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was quiet. You know, you could, it was just a good, good scenario for a hunt, and it ended up working out well.
And you guys were hanging out in a blind?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good deal.
And it's one of those things, and yeah, I think we do have him down here to talk about the whole deal and just kind of get his perspective, which would be neat, but kind of like Morgan's deer hunt, it was one of those things that was a long time coming. Like, there had been a lot, we had been out a lot, you know, a lot of preparation, watching game cams, all those kinds of things that finally came together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very fun. Well, congratulations, really cool. Joel. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And you guys were like a teamwork, too. I mean, you were out calling it in.
I didn't get a license. I wasn't planning on shooting, so I didn't even have a gun, but I was doing the calling. And
all right.
Yeah, so it was teamwork.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal.
It was cool.
Good deal.
I know. Yep. So we're going to shift gears here. Andy has like a hot, sexy topic.
Well,
is that what it is?
It's something. A hot button topic, you
okay,
could say.
Okay, hot button.
But I
should have dressed the part. I mean, I should have, you know, not been wearing a hoodie, you know.
You don't want to go down this rabbit hole and try and compare yourself to this. But it was an article that was just published by the New York Post, and it's they tweeted it out, and it got a lot of traction and retweets and all that stuff. And so it kind of cropped up on my feed, and then I saw it was actually on a few different national news outlets too.
Oh, they were covering it.
Oh yeah, when this article got published, because there's some shocking numbers and details within it, and what they're talking about is the growth and the fast exponential growth of AI girlfriends.
Mm.
So odd, but do explain, like.
So the vast majority of these AI girlfriends, it's just an app. You download an app, and they used to just be called like chatbots. So you set this chatbot or this artificial person up as, you know, fun-loving, inquisitive, motivational, you know, for you to just kind of converse back and forth with throughout the day, like by a buddy type of deal, right?
Okay, but there's no actual picture of this person.
Oh, yeah, now there is. Big
well,
time.
Now, but yeah. Before.
Yeah, I think first generation there probably wasn't. You know, it was just a chatbot that you would talk back and forth with. But it didn't take long for it to evolve. And now the vast majority of these chatbots are being, they put the word AI next to it because everything that's cool and hot and whatever is AI now, even though it was just a search engine or whatever it is, it's all AI now. But now these chatbots are pretty much all turned into girlfriends, and there's a whole bunch of apps out there that offer you all these different types of girlfriends, and you,
so like, okay, let's say, so
you can gear them any way you want.
So let's say I wanted a girlfriend, mm-hmm. I'd get on this app mm-hmm. and I can like create, you're like, white girl, black girl,
exactly.
Big tits. Big butt,
huge
like
tits.
You straight
huge
say
tits.
What you want.
The hugest,
but like you pick like size,
yes.
Like everything.
Oh my God, yeah.
Everything.
Yep. Everything.
And then boom, on your screen mm-hmm. is Bianca.
Oh my God, did you watch a video or something on YouTube?
No, that's the name that just came to my head. Why?
Really? Wow, that's amazing. Because just before we went on here, I just wanted to know a little bit more about it, so I went on YouTube. And
Bianca's on there.
This gamer dude that has a pretty good YouTube channel, you know, just one player gamer. He's
kind
of a funny guy, you know. Every once in a while, like once or twice a month, he'll download the hottest AI bot girl app and just walk you through the process. So I'm like, well, this will be interesting. And it really was. And the first girlfriend he got, they named Bianca.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
Like, here's Bianca. How big of tits do you want? Do you want her to be smiling?
That's
do you want her
so
to?
So strange.
Yeah. So the fact that you said Bianca, I'm like, did you watch the same video
no,
as me?
No, I've not watched one video. I'm just trying to figure out if like they're actually, you know, creating, checking the boxes on building a girlfriend.
So he went to this new app called Nomi. Nomi, N-O-M-I, Nomi AI Girlfriends. And the name of this channel is Obscure Nerd VR. He has a big following. And it's mostly Player One Gaming type of channel. And with Nomi, you had three options. Your first thing that you do you want a romantic relationship, a mentor, or companionship, friendship? And you can't pick one or two. You have to pick one or the other, you know?
What? I don't understand. Romantic.
Well, so he picked romantic.
Like you're going to have some lovey-dovey conversations, apparently, with the AI bot.
But like you're really talking to them?
Oh, yeah.
Or and you're typing it in?
You're typing it in, but there's voice
recognition. Oh, my God, you guys, this is so freaking weird.
So Bianca, he picked romantic with her. And this conversation, he asked like two questions. And she started getting aggressive real quick. Like by the fourth or fifth question, she's saying, "Get on your knees and lick my boots."
Weird.
Stop.
No shit. I mean, it got sexual and kinky really quick. And he was just asking like normal questions, like, "Well, what are you into?" And he was like giving the same language back to her.
Yeah.
And then she's just had enough. She's like, "Let's get to it. You pick romantic." That's kind of how that conversation went.
So I hadn't thought about this before. I mean, I knew we were going to talk about this, but some of the stuff that you're saying kind of reminded me when we're old enough that we were around when the internet kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the beginning of chat rooms. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And I think it was on AOL, whatever it was. But you go in these chat rooms and you could literally just talk to anybody. And it was like the strangest thing because you were talking to somebody. You didn't see them. You didn't know them. It gave you this connection across the world to somebody else.
Yep.
And people's conversations, I mean, I don't remember any that I had, but I do remember people talking about it, would sometimes go down those kinds of roads. You know, I mean, these people would do this over these conversations.
Yeah.
So this is almost like the next iteration of that, except it's AI producing all of the responses. It's not an actual human, but it's using data that it has scraped from
everything
wherever
to
come up with legitimate responses that really get people going
and questions. So this, and he named himself Nerd, Obscure Nerd VR. So it's just so funny to hear her, and her AI voice was, "So Nerd, why don't you get on your knees now?" Like she kept calling him Nerd, but that's what he
because
wrote.
That's his
that's
name.
What he wrote in as his own name. It was just hilarious. I mean, he was having fun with it, obviously, but like he was fed up with Bianca real quick. So he deleted her and then created a new one for a mentor. And he picked an older lady. You get just thousands of these images, like you're saying, big tits, small hips, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
So he went with like a sexy grandma, you know, 57-year-old, and right away she started asking completely different questions. And he was trying to feed it back to her, you know, and it was I think it was creepier and scarier than Bianca because she had really good responses. And I mean, he was asking her deep, deep questions like, "Hey, I just deleted Bianca to create you, and I'm probably going to delete you after we get done. What do you think of that?" And my God, she had a good response.
That's another thing that came to mind for me when you said that. That, you know, these behaviors that it's creating and these expectations that you can. It's teaching people that you can literally just delete them and reset and get a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's as easy as that. All you got to do is just push a couple buttons and then you can get a new one. Just create it the way you want it over here. You didn't like that? Then create this one.
Yeah. On the surface, I mean, it makes a lot of, it's very attractive to find a partner like that. Like, "Oh, you're pissing me off. Well, done with you."
You know, and you never
have to deal with it. That's so real world.
And you never have to worry about it again. Yeah. I mean, it's gone.
Yeah.
It wasn't even real to begin with. So like, and that's also weird when you think about that mindset. Like that person is feeling like this is a real conversation at the moment.
Yeah.
But then it's also so not real that they're just like, gone.
Yeah. And there was a Walking Phoenix years ago where he fell in love with his chat bot. And it was kind of like groundbreaking at the time. And now these apps, there's tens of millions of hardcore subscribers worldwide that have these AI girlfriends. So it's not, I mean, for all you know, maybe I have three girlfriends. You know, like your neighbor, you probably know somebody that has an AI girlfriend with numbers. I bet you do. With the numbers
that
are
out there.
Well,
no one's told me.
Well, no, it's kind of embarrassing right now.
That's not necessarily something someone's going to come out with.
I mean, it's just like, and this could kind of be looked at as the next level of like porn. You know, it's a huge, huge market. There's a lot of demand out there and a lot of people tuning into it, but no one talks about it.
It has to go down that road, right?
Of course it's going to go down that road. And it's another level of cheating. It's called emotional cheating.
But
they're not really real.
It doesn't matter.
Well, here's the thing.
You're investing a lot of time into this nobody.
Earlier, you know? When we were talking about, you know, like the chat rooms and stuff mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. You didn't see who you were talking to. Like early on, you couldn't see any of that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. Eventually, people could probably do like a profile pic or whatever, which is fake anyway. But in this scenario, AI is creating an image of a woman mm-hmm. in the way that you want it.
Yeah.
And that was how this conversation originally started when we decided we wanted to talk about this. One of these stories had like a picture of like three or four of these AI girls. Mm-hmm. And they look real.
Yeah, they do.
So if the computer can do that and figure out exactly what it knows exactly what you want, it knows exactly what the general look is, the general shape, the general whatever.
And you get to tweak it.
Of what, you know.
It's like a video game.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of like a video game, but it's way more interactive because it doesn't have like a pre-programmed like plot. So, you can ask a question and it can give you and you can like go down this road that you want it to go down. Yeah. But my point is you mentioned earlier when you said like this is almost like the next porn thing. I mean, why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't mm-hmm. these AI girls who you can see and they look real start doing things like that?
Of course,
it's going to. If you're picking it, you check the box romantic, they're going to say drop your pants.
Yeah, well,
and someone's going to start,
and you put on an Oculus or whatever.
Let's not.
Well, I'm just saying.
But you're just right. You put on like an Oculus or whatever the new thing is from Google. You know that VR set, and then you have a certain silicone toy or whatever in your hand, and then she's doing her thing, right?
So like, what was that? What movie was it? Because you were just talking about a movie, and I just looked it up. It looks like it's called Her.
Oh, with Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. How old is that?
2013.
Okay.
We've not seen that.
No.
It looks so weird.
So they were more or less foreshadowing this over 10 years ago.
Black Mirror has a really creepy, do you know what I'm talking about? Uh-uh. It's a Netflix series called Black Mirror, and it's always taken place just a little bit into the future or way off into the future, but it's a futuristic kind of a doomsday look is the usual episode, and they're self-contained episodes. But one is a happy little family. Dad has a tragic accident. He dies, so she recreates him as a chatbot, and then she loves it so much, and she's not alone anymore. She's talking to her husband. She takes the next step and buys the life-size doll of him, and it comes in the mail, and she has to charge him up and this and that. And then she, throughout the episode, she just keeps losing her shit because it's not her husband. It's a freaking robot. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing we've breezed over with these AI girlfriends. They're using our reptilian brains. You talked about those images with the big tits, skinny hips, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That third question by Obscure Nerd VR, well, if you'd like my voice to sound like this, you need to click here, and it's like $5 a month. And then if you want this, it's another $5 a month.
Uh-oh.
And it just starts racking up on you. Do you want me to say more things like that? Another $5 a month. Like, it's freaking crazy. So
that's how they're making the...
That's one of the ways that... And I'm just scratching the surface on this. I've read a couple articles now, and I watched a couple of YouTube videos.
Oh, you're not the friend that's not telling us?
I am not Obscure Nerd VR.
You haven't signed up yet?
I wish I had a YouTube channel like that.
No, but you said that I know somebody that probably has a girlfriend. AI girlfriend. I didn't know if you were the one.
It's not me, not yet. Okay. I'm still hanging in there with, like, people relationships.
Okay.
Real people, you're still on that train.
That's good.
That's so good. 2021.
It is. It really is. But that's what this New York Post article is really talking about, was how this is going to be a $1 billion industry in just a few years. Economists are kind of predicting. And it's well on its way.
I believe it could be.
So, I mean,
let me say one other thing, because I was talking about the movie. So the other movie I was thinking of was... I think it was Demolition Man with Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Do you remember them two getting together? Mm-mm. So in Demolition Man, like, that's way in the future.
Yeah.
And people aren't allowed to or they've decided that you can't have physical intercourse. So they go back to her room. Like she, and it's just like a weird thing. She's like, you know, Mr. So-and-so, I don't even remember his name at the thing. She's like, would you like to go have sex? And he's like, yeah. And he was woke up from being like a man from like the 1980s or something like that. Because he was frozen the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
So he's not into this world. Have you seen this movie?
I think I've only seen parts of it, but I do remember this part.
It's a great movie. Yeah. But anyway, so then she's saying this to him and he's like, he's thinking to himself like, girls in the 80s weren't like this, you know?
Yeah, this is way better.
And so then they go to her place and she gives him a VR headset.
That's right, yeah.
And he's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, just put it on, you know? And then they just sit down and then they just kind of do their thing in VR.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. That movie came out when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it and thinking like, you know, I mean, I had never even had, personally at that age, I had never even had an interaction with a girl at that point.
Right,
but I kind of knew how it worked.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw that and I was like, what in the heck is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, that's good. That's the future?
Yeah.
And then here we are.
That's exactly what's going on with these, those headsets and stuff. Our neighbors, he would have been like a seventh grader when I was only like a third or second grader, and they had Playboys. They had Playboys in the garage, attic of a garage. So I've seen some stuff.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's all taking the place of, it all spirals together to me. You know, like you said, the Playboy, I don't know. I don't think it's good. I
don't think it's good either, but what it kind of parallels with me is, you know, we've talked about before, all these things that happen all come out of like convenience in one way or another and people not wanting to put in the work.
Yeah, this is super convenient, isn't it?
Oh, dude. I mean, you could take anybody, like, of course, as a guy, you know, if you, like, let's imagine you're single, you know, you can rewind back in the day in college or whatever the case may be, and it would be daunting to think, okay, I need to go find a girlfriend. What are the I want to find a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. What are all the things that I need to do?
Yeah.
Like, I need to make sure I look right, I'm taking care of myself, you know, I'm fit, I've got all these things. Okay, and then now I need to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
What are the bars that I go to?
What do you say?
Who are the friends that I go out with? Okay, and now I'm there.
Oh, my God, personal development? You mean invest in yourself?
Right, and I see some girl over there, and then, oh, man, how am I going to break that ice? Could I even, you know, whatever, like that whole thing
develop a little courage, right?
To her? That whole thing that happens, and of course, all the good things that you learn from that, but... Mm-hmm. How easy is it to just be like, I don't need to do any of that.
Blonde.
I can just dial right in.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like going to the fucking grocery store.
It is.
I want that. Charge me for that. I'm going to take that. Scan that.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's crazy.
I texted you guys the link to that article. I don't know if you guys read it at all. But what caused such a big stir was it revolved around one of the writers and a doctor running into this 24-year-old bachelor in Miami, and he had multiple AI girlfriends, and he was spending on average $10,000 a month on these AI, and he loved it. He wasn't hiding it. He wasn't ashamed of it. He's like, I love my AI girlfriends, and he's dropping $10,000 a month.
Oh, come on.
And that's what's really sparking all this interest or this concern is if a young, good-looking guy in Miami is dropping $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends, multiple AI girlfriends, and he's proud of it, and he's like cool with it, and he loves it. What in the hell is going on?
It almost feels like it's just another thing where it's like, just, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, just dumb the people down. Like, just
stay at home.
Make this as easy as we can for them, so that they don't want to do anything.
Yeah,
that they don't need to put any effort,
put any risk in there. Being rejected by a girl that hurts. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't need to learn any of that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to learn any of those lessons, man.
Yeah,
but I think it's beyond that. Like, if we go to like our son's age, 13, you know, like this is the age where he's interested in girls. I mean, for him to be like,
you can shield him from all that disappointment. Get him an AI girlfriend.
It's really not that big of a deal, dude. Yeah. You just do this. No, like, it actually is. Like, you have to work at this. You have to figure out kind of who you are to then who you're interested in. Do you change yourself? Are you growing? Like, there's much that goes into it that I feel like this is like
And a lot of primal stuff that's kind of been under attack the recent years, like where masculinity is toxic, like getting that courage to go talk to a girl. And then also you start asking, well, who do I want? Well, in order to have a girl like that, I know that she's probably going to be interested in a guy that does this, this, and this. And whatever that is, it's probably difficult. You know, you're probably going to have to watch your body weight. You're probably going to have to get yourself a decent job or at least have a trajectory towards that. Own your own car, things like that. Mm-hmm.
I just think that's tough.
Yeah.
And it's just so false because realistically, you know, like I told you guys, to set these young boys up for failure, they're not going to find, more than likely, they're not going to find a fucking supermodel to marry.
Ouch, mom.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. And more than likely, that's just like not reality. Okay. So you're creating this AI girlfriend that has everything you want in a package, and then you're actually have to date. So then you're like stepping down, and you think you're like, I don't know.
If she tells you what you want to hear, like there's apps where it's just, she's nothing but charming and you can be just mean to her. And she's like, oh, honey, let me jerk you off.
Like, come on.
Everything is everything after that disappointing.
Yes, that's the thing. It's like you're, oh man, and you probably can't even get excited about who you in real life. Then again, then goes back to the whole porn thing. I mean, that is the problem.
Escaping reality. But porn is escaping reality.
I think that,
and so is this AI. That's not reality. This is not real.
Well, it's taken a step. Say what you want to say.
I was just going to say, I think that you know, when folks take the time and the effort to experience the process and the whole thing the way it was intended to be, you realize that, oh, that actually was way better.
It's,
you know, like
it.
This is a weird parallel, but as an example, this is the only thing I can think of outside my head when we were talking about turkey hunting earlier. You know, that whole process, all those things that we've had to do these last few years.
The disappointment.
We've been turkey hunting for like 3 years with Joel, and he finally got one. And he didn't even want to go yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that same kind of thing. It's that whole process where you just, you keep doing it. And then when it all comes together, I mean, he was like, I want to go back right now.
Yeah. I know that feeling he had, you know, of finally getting it done and having that bird. You sent that picture of him carrying it up the hill over his shoulder. Oh my God, there's not a better feeling in the world.
For sure. 100%.
And then the fact that he had to pay his dues and you guys, it didn't come easy. You know, that makes it all the much better.
Right. So you're saying dating and getting knocked down.
Yeah, what I'm saying, that whole process. Yeah. You do all that, and then you do find the mate that is, you know, makes you happy, and you know, all these things go on, and then you're like, oh man, you know, like it makes sense. That was worth it.
And it's not just about being happy. God damn it! Like, she makes you into a better person. Maybe there is something wrong with, like I was saying, like maybe you do need to work out more, or you know, invest in yourself more, this or that. Like, It shouldn't be easy. If it was just all easy, you wouldn't get any enjoyment out of it. Joel wouldn't have enjoyed getting that turkey. If he would have, the first time, within the first hour, if he would have got a bird, he might have just shrugged it off. And I know deer hunters like that, that just got extremely lucky, got a wall hanger of a mount, you know, 5x5, you know, 180 inch, and then like they're, it kind of almost stamped out their passion for it, you know, because it came too easy.
Yeah. Nothing that comes easy is worth it. I don't know. It just seems like that.
I mean, that's a statement that's been around forever.
Exactly.
It's like nothing good comes easy.
So,
and that's a fact.
So work at it, take the time, invest. But I guess my question goes to, we didn't really talk about that. Like, what do you talk to your kids about? Truly. Like, well, I mean, there's some people that are listening to this are way older. They don't, you know, they have grown kids, whatever. So do you bring this up?
We're kind of skirting around this, and I want to really dive into it. And it's the issue with all these pressing issues that kind of come up, and we, like, let's say gun control, school shootings. Rather than facing the issue, like, why does this kid think that's the only way out? Or why does this kid think that that's deemed an okay thing to do, you know, the problem is at home, or the problem is with his, you know, his psyche, you know, or him getting beat up or whatever, not being able to deal with it. That's the problem, not the gun, not the school.
Right.
It's the kid and how the kid is being raised, basically.
Yeah.
And so that's where I want to go with this, is why has the demand grown to where there's tens of millions of people subscribing to these AI girlfriends? and willing to drop over $10,000 a month on these AI girlfriends, knowing that they're fake, but they're telling them what they want to hear, and they deem it okay. So much so where they're bragging about it to the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because it's easy.
Well, but the demand is coming from, yes, it's easy. It's because the deterioration, I believe, over years of stable relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's ever since the invention of the pill, and everybody get their own job and their own career, so you don't, you like, you're not, you don't have to be reliant on Ben because you have a well-paying job. Ben doesn't have to be reliant on you because he has a well. You don't have to build a family to go buy a house and be happy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He could just stay a lifetime bachelor and be cool. And in fact, the cool uncle, he is a lifetime bachelor, right? So, and we kind of, everyone loves that guy. Yeah, you know? So this has been a long time coming. It's just the next step in this idea that, you know, that we should all be happy all the time. That's not reality, or it shouldn't be a reality.
Right, yeah.
And another thing that was kind of brought up throughout this, and I believe in it, goes back to what's called the JAM experiment. Have you guys ever heard of this?
No.
I think University of Stanford in conjunction with Harvard or somebody put this on back in the year 2000, where they had 24 fancy schmancy different JAMs set up in a grocery store. And then as a side project in the other grocery store, they had only 6 JAMs set up at the same display, but only 6. So you had 24 or 6. And what they end up finding was the stand with 24 drew a lot more attention. A lot more people stopped and checked it out, picked them up. But the stand with 6, more people actually made a purchase and were happier with their purchase. There's less indecision. So it's just fascinating to see that if you get overloaded with options, you think you're happier, but you're really not. In fact, if you can just skim it down to 6 jams, you're actually going to get a jam and you're going to be happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it used to be where you grew up in your small town or whatever. And then, okay, you're in a class of 50, so there's 25 girls. You got to find one of those 25 girls to actually like you and take you to the prom, right?
Yeah.
But now classes are around average 500. Now there's 250 girls. There's an extension of that. There's also a neighboring school that's just the same size. Like, we're just packing people in cities. There's way too many options, and there's too many expectations, and so we're blaming the kids, but some of it's on us, you know? Mm-hmm. I hate blaming the youth or Gen Z or kids or whatever. Like, a lot of this has been brought up by us over the years and by our parents and their grandparents by trying to make it easy. What's that saying you always go to? Weak men make hard times, mm-hmm. and then turns around, hard men make easy times.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I just think we're getting to this, like, breaking point, this, I don't know, this shift that's going to happen where you're going to see, I saw an interesting prediction from a woman personality saying, this is going to be the demise of modern day feminism because women aren't going to stand for this shit. Like, we already let you guys drink beer and watch football all Sunday, and now you're gonna drop a bunch of money on AI girlfriends.
So there's no AI guys.
There is, if you want. Oh yeah,
all these. So there you go.
All these.
So then, why is it like?
I don't believe. I get two things. One, I don't believe her for a second.
Yeah, I don't
for
believe
a lot
that
of
either.
Reasons, but to go back to one of the things that you said, we are kind of in that phase of the strong men.
Mm-hmm.
And the weak times because, you know, they've done all the things and they're making it easy for people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in that phase to where that's creating a bunch of weak men.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular lady, and this is one of the things that I've been thinking about this whole time when she says, oh, we're not going to allow this. We're not going to stand for this. I don't believe that for a second, dude. If you didn't stand up when dudes started calling themselves girls and beating everybody's ass in sports.
Mm-hmm. And they're still not, by the way.
And not only that, being named Woman of the Year and whatever else,
mm-hmm.
get out of here.
2 years running now, I think there's been a dude.
Yeah. No way. And the other thing that I thought about when you first sent this over to us was, you know, you look at these images that AI has created of these women and of these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Morgan, you saw them, you know, I mean, Andy, you, me, it's, I mean, are they attractive?
Very much
so. Yeah, I mean, they're, yes.
Perfect legs, perfect tits, and my reptilian brain's like, you got to check it out. Right. You got to check it out.
I mean, so, I even think they're pretty. It's like not even a question.
From this feminist perspective, what I'm saying is...
That's someone that's insecure.
But
doesn't it have to hit a tipping point, though?
But what I'm trying to get at is, how do we continue to deny, and this is probably a separate conversation, what the ideal look is. You know, I put in air quotes, the ideal look.
There we go.
Because we all look at this and we're like, oh my gosh, like that is an attractive girl. I know it's fake, but holy cow. But then we go back and we go, well, you know, prior to this, women don't need women. That's not the ideal woman. We need this and we need that. And we need to get all this diversity and sizes and changes and all these kinds of things.
Yep.
But let's be real here. AI, which is extremely smart and has taken all of our information over all of the years, has created what they think is the most attractive woman.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like.
And she's like skinny.
But see, that also goes back to the jam experiment where too much selection. It's also talking about perfection. You're in this constant pursuit of perfection and it's not to be had. There's no such thing. Even with your AI, obscure nerd VR got tired of his AI girlfriend who was specifically made by him for him with the information he gave them, and he still got bored of her within like five questions.
Have you ever heard the phrase, I haven't, this hasn't even come to mind for years, but it totally did when you just said that, from when we were younger, and it was guys like telling ourselves that, hey, it's okay. And the phrase is, show me a super hot girl and I'll show you a guy who's tired of XYZ of her or with her or whatever.
Yep.
Every single time.
Wait, I don't get it.
So think about like the most attractive actress on the planet. I don't know who it would be, but just think about whoever that would be. And I will show you a guy who is so fed up with her that that is just like, if he sees some other one that's maybe has half of the attractiveness that she has, that he might be like,
I'll go for that.
The point is that what you were saying earlier is that people, it takes work. Mm-hmm. Like people get tired of people no matter what. When you look at, you know, in this scenario with this dude that has these fake girlfriends, when you get tired of them, you just delete them and shut them off.
In the real
world, obviously you can't do
but
that.
But in the real world, isn't that what you're getting to also leads to isn't divorce like now 50%? Like, I mean, it is at the all-time highest because I believe, again, back to people don't want to work for it. They're easily bored. They're like, ooh, the grass is greener.
There you go.
And I'm just going to do this.
And that's where this demand's coming from, like this constant attack on stable relationships and hardened relationships, real relationships. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not, you can't just point to one thing, but you know, I'm not against the pill and contraception and all those things and big class sizes. Like, I'm not against all these things, but it all plays a hand into creating this demand for AI girlfriends. I truly believe that. And like what you said early on, it all kind of goes back to that theme that we saw in COVID, that time of that. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Stay home. Don't talk to your neighbors. They might kill you, you know, from breathing too close to you. You know, I anything that tells me don't go out, don't meet people, stop living your life, red flags go off like crazy. So I'm a little bit more freaked out of this AI girlfriend stuff than I probably should be, you know?
I think with any of these kinds of new crazy things, we all kind of get like that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man, with this one in particular, I don't think you're off course. Like it's...
This one freaks me out, honestly, just
for... You're not going to stop it.
No, you're not going to stop it, that's for sure. But it's...
You know, it just really does.
I don't know that there's anything about this that is good.
So...
Yes, I really don't either.
I'll freak you guys out even more. Dr. Levy's his name. He's a PhD in this or that or whatever. But he has a prediction, a lot of people sign off on it, that marriage will be legalized by 2050.
What is it?
Little bug.
It's from the tree I walked by.
He's got a bug.
Get in your face.
Yeah.
Crawling. What were you saying?
By 2050, marriage between bots and humans will be legalized. Because it's not stopping with chatbots, and we're already seeing this, where one dude that's famous for making the news, this is weird too, he has a, he fell in love with his chatbot, his AI girlfriend, and then it wasn't enough. So he bought like a $2,000 sex doll and dressed her up like the AI chatbot. And now there's two or three companies, Real Biotics, Tesla, Xelix. Xelix is in China, and these girls, they look like people. Like if
these are actual bots, like actual physical bots.
Yeah, they can't quite walk around now and do all these things, but like Xelix, she can move her hands, she can move her upper waist, she can do this, you know. I mean, if you don't know any better,
that is some freaky.
She just kind of looks like a
shit, though.
Over toasted, you know, maybe someone that has been out in the sun a little too long.
It's almost one of those things too, though, with something like that.
But people are going to marry those things by 2050,
and that's what I'm referring to. When I look at something and I go, okay, if this person is going to go do this, and it's not really going to negatively affect anybody else, and more than likely, it's only going to negatively affect them, then let them do it. And as far as that goes, like when I think about that, if someone is going and marrying a robot, like, first of all, marriage is, I mean, obviously, number one, an emotional, mental thing that we do. We commit to somebody, you know, it's, it has a religious aspect, those kinds of things. But from the actual physical standpoint, you have all these things that also happen legally.
Right.
So if you want to legally tie yourself to a bot and then you die, does the bot get all your shit? So then does that mean that the company that it created the bot gets all your shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, in one way or another,
people,
probably.
Yeah, these people are just creating a situation for themselves that's just dumb.
So dumb.
It's very, it's very dumb. But it's also another play on control and not allowing us to have these meaningful relationships with other people, you know, and something like that gets in the way. And it's tough, man, being a middle schooler, being a young boy and a girl especially, I think this puts crazy pressure
On
women.
I think it's just really, it's really hard, I think.
But for you, doesn't it reach the tipping point when you see all these images of these AI girls and you're like, well, that's not even attainable. That's Pamela Anderson in her prime times 10. Like, get out of here. That's so, she wasn't even real. Like, her lips were fake, her tits were fake, her hips were fake. You know, everything was fake.
Right. And to each his own. If people want to do that, then go for it. But I just feel that you know, your 20s or looking back to where I was, for women to say that, oh, that pretty girl or that, you know, someone doing porn or whatever that is beautiful doesn't intimidate them. I mean, they're full of shit. Or somebody that's dancing on a pole that doesn't like it. They're lying because that is intimidating. They can act like it's fine and their husbands can go and they have boyfriends and whatever. Oh, that's fine. They're full of shit. Like that is... that is a little bit threatening. So the ones that are like, go ahead and go, they are also thinking about themselves like, oh, damn, I definitely don't look like that. In their brain, they're like, that sucks. They may not outwardly say it. Some of us do and did. But then I feel like as I've gotten older, now being 42, I'm like, okay, that is not intimidating to me. I am secure in myself. Yeah. I do not look like that. I will not ever look like that, nor do I want to.
Yeah, you got
to
work on your flexibility.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure. I mean, I've never done that. But I'm just saying, boobs and all this stuff. But I've had three beautiful children out of this body. And I have a husband that loves me. You know what I mean? I think that comes with time. But
real relationship?
Yeah, but these young girls that don't have that and that are looking at these fake... they want to be that.
Yeah.
And so are you saying that
it's sad?
Like the, so we've been talking about young men and boys who are getting exposed to this and what this is going to create for them and that kind of thing.
They're going
to
be weak-minded.
What you're talking about is from the younger girl perspective, seeing all of these AI generated images and them having to come to the realization, or maybe they do, maybe they don't, that this is not something they can be.
Right.
And then how it's going to beat them down.
Yeah, it really could. I think it could really do a mind fuck on some girls.
Sure.
For sure. Really hard.
I have this optimistic view, and maybe it's because I'm not a little girl, right? Like that has to be, like I was talking about, this tipping point where you're looking at this computer generated image and you're thinking, okay, well, that is fake. So I don't even need to like put a fake bar. I don't need to measure myself against that.
Yeah, but then
I'm hoping that's the tipping point.
But how are you competing? Like,
you're not competing with that.
But you're not. But these guys are looking at that. So sure. Then they're not going to find you attractive. So then you like get more fucked up in your head and you're like, oh my God, like no one finds me attractive. So they think this fake girl over here is, but I'm not good enough. I mean, it's twisted.
You know,
it really could be.
And this goes for boys and girls, but okay, what is this girl doing where a guy would rather talk to a chatbot than me? Maybe girls need to grow a little bit too.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
This is an opportunity for self-growth, for real relationships to really make a comeback. I really do.
We already have an issue with people getting divorced all the time, and these young mm-hmm. kids seeing their parents getting divorced for whatever reason and whatever happens.
She's not as hot on my chatbot.
But it's like, do you think those parents are having conversations with their kids?
They need to.
Truly about what happened or whatever? No, more than likely, parents aren't going to have conversations with their kids about AI and, oh, you are good enough.
Sure, yeah.
You look beautiful, Sally. Don't worry about this guy over here mm-hmm. that you like that's looking at a fake girl. That shit ain't happening.
And then another side of it is, number one, those conversations do need to be had.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And number two, again, what I was talking about earlier, where like, hey, if the idiots just want to do it, like, and it's only going to harm them, then let them do it.
Sure.
So, like, as a young girl, you know, if you see some dude that, you know, you thought you were attractive to, and all the dude wants to do is look at AI bots and compare you to them, move on.
Yeah.
Like, let that dude go be an AI boyfriend.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Because he's obviously a shit show.
F like, that guy.
You're going to get divorced anyway. Yeah. So leave him alone.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the tipping point.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I read something the other day and it was so true. And it's like, when you're dating young and you're like teens, you're young, and you mm-hmm. see like something that's wrong with there's like someone you like or whatever. And it's like, not that big of a deal then. It's only going to be magnified later.
Mm.
Truly. It truly,
if you let
truly
it
will.
Slide. So if it actually bothers you,
right,
you can't let it slide.
If they're doing this just a little bit and it's like AI or porn or whatever, oh, don't worry. More than likely, it's probably going to get bigger.
Well, and it really depends on what it is. I mean, if it's something like that, like if it's someone
they say
that's
drinking,
like,
you know, this guy, drugs, whatever.
This guy like just, you know, never puts the toilet seat down. You know,
okay,
or whatever.
Right.
I'm just saying like things like that, you know, mm-hmm. whatever.
But my point is if like to your point saying, oh, girls move on or vice versa, you know.
It's easier to move on than to actually have that conversation with like, what in the shit are you doing? You know, that annoys the shit out of me and I just vacuumed, but you still just walk across with your muddy boots, you know, knock it the fuck
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I think we can say that.
But
you should be secure enough in your relationship to tell Ben to take his boots off.
Yeah.
Right?
But do you think it's going to be like the porn where most people don't talk about it? Is this the girlfriend thing? Or are people going to be like this $10,000 guy and be like, hey, I got a girlfriend, a live one, and I got an AI one?
Most of them would have to be somewhat
secretive. Which avenue are we going?
So we're putting, I'll put on my whatever tinfoil hat here, and our future seeing crystal ball here.
Where do you think it's going?
So with traditional porn and that stuff, for so long it was under the rug and guys just didn't talk about it, but did talk about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
With this and this article by the New York Post, they're trying, I swear to God, they're trying too hard to normalize this and to make you feel secure or like, it's okay if you look like an idiot. You have an Oculus set on and you're just jerking off four times a day, you know, and people walk in on you doing that and it's fine. You don't need to be embarrassed. That's what I'm saying. I think this is a tipping point. People are going to catch on that, no.
This is whack.
It doesn't help me. Like you're saying, you have the freedom to do that, bro. You know, and that's where it's a weird, you already seen it with this supply and demand as far as like OnlyFans. And the if you're a girl on OnlyFans, the sentiment right now is, oh, go get it, girl. Girl power. Way to go. Wow. I didn't know you could put that in there. Wow. But if you're a guy, imagine if I'm like, good dude, I just spent 6 hours on OnlyFans. You're like, get away from me.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
So you see where I'm, you know there's an imbalance right there. We know it's wrong. You know, and even you're already seeing a backlash with girls. Like, okay, that kind of sucked. I cleared 200,000 last year. But what did I really get out of it? Like, I can't even get a boyfriend now.
I don't feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So I do think the way that they're pushing this AI girlfriend, and there's so many options, there's so many apps, and all these dolls, I think people are going to wake up to it and be like, you know what? We need to, I need to look at myself and think to myself, why am I spending 4 hours a day talking to a bot?
I hope so, but I mean,
and why am I considering dropping $3,000 on a doll?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just see it being like an AI addiction. That's going to be the new thing.
Mm, could be.
You know, porn addiction, alcoholic addiction. But now it's going to be your AI addicted.
There's going to be a
There's going to be a rehab center for this too.
Yeah, probably. And but I think that's like the weak. That's the weak ridiculous. People. That's mm-hmm. weak men mm-hmm. and all that. You know, yep,
it is.
And it would help, right? If ladies would, you know, help out with that too. Like, be a little bit more open minded and less judgy. Like, it's already hard enough to gumption up the courage to ask you out.
What? You know, so I'm going you back just want us to be little grader. Hoes or what?
No, I'm saying
give it up.
Rather than taking on this moniker of, you know, I'm high and mighty and you talk shit about the kid, you know, I guess I'm just saying everyone needs to be a little bit more kind to one another.
Oh, okay. That, I thought you were saying like girls aren't giving it up.
No, not at all. Okay. I'm just saying like back in like
that's what you're saying.
Like sixth grade and seventh grade and eighth grade, you know, middle school, you know, where girls are always kind of, I felt you're a little bit more praised if you're a little bit colder, give the boys a cold shoulder.
Okay.
You know, maybe not be so judgy, you know,
and
boys buck up and be ready to take on some rejection. God damn it. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen and it hurts. It sucks, you know, but it's part of the deal. And it's just like the turkey hunt. It's so much better. After you actually get the deal done, you actually get a girl to go to the movies with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And you put in that work.
I mean, it's so rewarding. And I just think that after easy, fed, after I'm through my 50th AI girlfriend and I still feel like shit and I'm wasting all this time, I think a light bulb's going to go off for so many people. I really do.
Okay. I think it's that's the tipping the case. Point. I really
this
do.
This is the start of the tipping. We're going to see some crazy shit here in the next 10 years, 5 years. We really are.
Yeah.
You know what? It's going to be like a hologram. I mean, I guess it basically is with those headsets. But I mean, I don't know. It Oculus. This is so weird it's for me. And I feel like I'm so old by saying that because probably these young kids are like, this isn't weird.
My biggest thing with it is going to be when we get to the point, and we're pretty much there, but depending on how it gets used, when we cannot tell fake from reality.
Yeah.
When we can't tell the difference.
Like a picture.
So not only a picture, but I mean the interaction, any of it. What, like where we're just lost in this la-la land that we don't even know what is which.
I tried to end on a happy, positive note there, Ben. But now you made me think of something else. You've seen those robots from Boston Dynamics?
Yeah.
Mm. They're talking about how they'll kind of be like a future, they could be a future soldier. You know, they're resistant to bullets. You can't gas them, all these things. And they're super flexible and athletic and all that. They just pick up 2 tons and throw it, all this crazy shit. It's freaky watching them, you know. But I watched a video of the newest Boston Dynamics robot, like picking up heavy stuff and throwing it and running with it. And then I watched a video of that Xelix, the little sex doll that can move around and talk from China. And I'm thinking, if you combine those two, could you imagine a bunch of really hot women just strolling into a bar and winking at you and then just tearing you apart because they have that robotic strength.
That happened in a movie too.
There you go. See?
What movie?
I'm, that's what I'm scared
Austin
of.
Powers.
Britney Spears got out the guns, right?
What did he call them? Machine gun jumblies?
God.
See, yeah, it's just history repeating itself.
I was thinking of those Asian girls. What were their names?
The Asian girls?
Oh, yeah, the twins.
They had funny names.
Basil.
Oh,
twins.
Oh, Austin. In Austin.
Yeah. Fook me and fook you.
Yes, that's what it was.
Those were real girls, though.
Oh, they were?
The blondes were the
bots. Maybe they weren't. I don't know.
The blondes were the bots. You don't remember those?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Britney Spears kind had of. The gun.
And she became
might
one.
Might have to watch that tonight.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Gosh.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. Yep. I guess the thing is you know, being aware of it. And certainly if you have children and, you know, for us, we've got one right in that prime time. Mm-hmm. It's
very impressionable.
You have to be looking out for it and figure out how to have those conversations.
Right. And maybe it does go into the conversations of it's going to go there where you're having the sex talk and then God forbid you have to talk about that next. I don't even know. But
if you can instill in people that you're greatest asset is your time and you're wasting time like this not doing something that's really real and that you can feel good about later, I think that's, you just need to get back to these really basic concepts.
Yes, that's so true.
That's all there is
time
to
is so valuable,
that's
and they're just like wasting their time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. Yep.
All right, guys.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go watch some Austin Powers.
You named a few
Demolition
movies.
Demolition Man. Yeah.
Austin Powers.
And by the way, that's not a waste of time, right? Watching Demolition Man.
Not at all.
There we go. All right. Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
All right. We're going to close it out.
Yep. Peace.
All right. Later.